It frankly is a global scourge. There's not a family, a school, an organization, a military, a government, or any activity free from this problem. We have that problem as well in the UN.
It's a particular problem in peacekeeping, though, isn't it?
It is a particular problem wherever women, children, and vulnerable are present. It's particularly outrageous when peacekeepers are accused of these acts because they were sent to protect the vulnerable. But this is not a particular problem for peacekeeping.
Would having more women peacekeepers help?
Many people believe that it would. In fact, that it creates a more realistic environment where people find themselves in everyday lives, surrounded by men and women and others. We exist in vibrant, heterogeneous societies where respect for gender is increasingly demanded.
Is the UN doing enough for victims?
Each case individually is horrific and scars an individual for a lifetime, quite frankly. And very often that effect extends more broadly to their family and to their society. In the first instance, we have to step up our game in getting them the immediate assistance they need when they come forward. Medical care, psychosocial counseling, protection from further danger if they speak out. Victims very often, though, we find just want this to stop. They want to put this incident behind them and end it as rapidly as possible.
Have you met victims?
Oh, yes.
How was that?
It's a searing experience for anyone to sit and hold the hand of someone who's had their person violated in the most intimate way. Some of these acts you can't even imagine. And they can describe it in graphic detail, so you don't have to imagine it. You can relive it with them, but in the reliving of it, they're victimized again. So what we have to do is have a system that minimizes the trauma that they've experienced, in the sense not to minimize it and to make light of it in any way, shape, or form, but not to re-victimize them through repeated interviews, repeated exposure to authority. Tell your story again and again and again. They didn't want to live it the first time. We should minimize the need for them to relive it again and again, but bring them aid, bring them protection, and bring them justice.
As special coordinator, do you have a message for those victims?
My personal message is I am so very, very sorry and deeply, deeply regret what they had to experience, and that I and all of my colleagues wake up every single day thinking of ways that we can prevent the next victim from having to face this fate, and thinking of ways that we can more rapidly, more effectively, and more suitably bring assistance, protection, and justice to you.